Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I want to mention a workshop I'm very excited about. In October, I'll be presenting at an upcoming live face-to-face workshop where I'll be one of 14 presenters at the Horizons Photography Conference. Let me quote from their website, quote, "Where outdoor photography meets connection and growth. Join fellow photographers for 4 days of learning, inspiration, and unforgettable landscapes. Don't just take photos, live the experience. October 2 through 5, 2025, in Durango, Colorado." Close quote. That's what I'll be participating in. And I'll be honest with you, I've avoided live workshops for years now, because I know I can reach a much larger audience through the content we produce for our members at Lenswork Online. But that said, I do miss the live, face-to-face exchange that's just not possible in a Zoom presentation or in recorded videos. So when the folks at Horizons Photography Conference extended an invitation to their live event, I jumped at the opportunity, and it promises to be the kind of workshop I've found so valuable in my 50 years in photography. And I'm going to take a moment here in this podcast to talk about workshops and the workshop scene and how it's changed since I attended my first workshops in the early 1980s. I discussed this in one of my podcasts that was posted in 2017, so that's 8 years ago now. And I know not all of you have been following my podcast since its beginning in 2006. So this week in the podcast, I'm doing something I have only done once or twice before, and that is I'm reposting that podcast from 2017 where I talk about workshops and how they are different now than they were when I was starting photography. And I'm doing so in the hopes that it might wet your whistle about this upcoming workshop in Durango, Colorado. So here's what I said in 2017 in my podcast about workshops. One of the most popular articles I've ever written for Lenswork was in, believe it or not, Lenswork number 8, first published back in 1994. It was an article called "How to Make a Workshop Work." Well, it's the spring, and it's time to be thinking about workshops again, and I would bet a lot of you are starting to contemplate about the workshops you're thinking of taking in 2017. So let me share with you a few thoughts about the workshop scene, what it was, what it is, and what's needed. I'm motivated to do so because I had a fascinating conversation just the other day with a very well-known workshop instructor. And we were talking about how things have changed over the years. Photographic workshops are still one of the best ways to further your artistic pursuits. I'm a big believer in the workshop program, and have been ever since I attended my first workshop in the early 1980s. But the first thing I learned was that workshops are all about the teachers, and whether or not they're the right teachers for you, and whether or not they're competent teachers at all. A lot of photographers will offer workshops. Matter of fact, the number of workshops that are being offered today are more than I think probably ever have been, probably because it's one of the best ways to make money in photography. It's way easier to make money teaching workshops than it is selling artwork. But not everybody who is a competent photographer is a competent teacher. Teaching is its own skill and has its own set of requirements that include not only knowledge and the ability to communicate, but an incredible sense of empathy. One of the worst kinds of teachers, in my experience in workshops, are the teachers who want to teach you how they do it, instead of helping you learn how you want to do your work. If all you learn is how to do their work, what have you learned? Does the world really need another clone of a workshop instructor? Probably not. But the world does need you and your artwork. And so a teacher who can help you achieve your potential is way more valuable than a teacher who wants to help you learn their techniques so that you can make work that looks like theirs. I delve a lot more into ideas like this and how to make a workshop work in the article, which we'll include as a PDF here. But there's a few other things that I want to add that have developed more recently in the workshop scene. The first of which was an observation that a friend of mine had. In the old days, let's say in the 80s and 90s, almost all the photographic workshops were being taught by successful photographers. You went to a photography workshop to learn from a photographer. We used to learn from the great photographers like Ansel Adams or Minor White. Now we learn from the people who are great software gurus. And as a matter of fact, one of the criteria of teaching workshops is not that you've had books of your work published that are inspirational and fantastic photographs, but rather that you've written a great software manual on how to make Photoshop work or how to do something in Lightroom. So the kinds of people who are teaching workshops have changed. Sure, there's still lots of photographers who teach great workshops, but most often their workshops are no longer about learning how to do photography. Instead, the great trend in photographic workshops now is travel. Rather than take you somewhere and isolate you from your daily life in order to intensify your learning experience and developing your skills, you travel somewhere, exotic usually, Antarctica or Nepal or someplace that you maybe wouldn't travel by yourself or need a guide to take you to the great photographic places. Photographic workshops now lean more heavily towards the photographing experience rather than to the learning experience. Of course, learning takes place, but not the way it used to. But even travel workshops are starting to wear a little thin. Lots of people are getting older. Maybe travel is not as easy as it used to be. Maybe they've gone everywhere they want to go. Almost every workshop I know that focuses its energies on travel photography is looking for an alternative because they're finding it a harder and harder sell. All of this I find a little bothersome for reasons that aren't obvious. Whether you go to an old school workshop to learn a technique or a new school workshop to travel someplace exotic, the reality is what you think is going to happen in a workshop is not the really valuable stuff that happens. In the first workshop I went to, I went specifically to learn the zone system and to learn gelatin silver printing. That's what I paid my money to do. That's what I thought I was going to learn. What actually happened was that I looked at hundreds and hundreds of photographic prints from the instructors, from fellow students, and had an opportunity to compare their work to my own. I thought the valuable thing I was going to learn was a technique. What really happened was I learned how to see. And ultimately, that was way more valuable than any techniques that I learned. Matter of fact, all those techniques of the zone system and exposing and developing film, of course, have all been replaced by digital technologies. But learning how to see is still a valuable tool I carry with me today. In workshop experiences through my life, I've also learned how to work a subject, how to think two-dimensionally, about photographic composition, projects, getting in touch with my own feelings, sequencing and editing. All of those things are not what I paid to learn, but they're the valuable things that I did learn as a result of going. I also made connections with friends. I learned about the photographic scene. I learned what was expected and where I needed to break the rules. I learned how easy it was to get sucked into a path where I was making someone else's photographs, and how important and how difficult it was to learn my own vision and what it was that I wanted to make. The really valuable part of attending a photographic workshop, something intense, on location, for several days or a week or maybe even 2 weeks, the really valuable part are all the things you will learn that will help you in your creative path that you had no idea you were going to learn. The least important thing to accomplish in a workshop is to learn some sort of technique. Most of those you can probably learn on YouTube anyway. The next least important thing you can do on a workshop is make photographs. You have the rest of your life to do that. And what that leaves is the most valuable thing about a workshop is the workshop scene, being surrounded by fellow travelers, all of whom you can learn from, all of whom you can teach, all of whom you have the potential to share your photographic life for the rest of your life, to make those connections, and to enrich your photographic and visual literacy through those connections. I cannot recommend highly enough the value of attending a workshop, but I will say this. The value you will receive will very likely not be the value you expect. Essentially, what I'm suggesting is that attending a workshop is almost something you have to do on faith. Not that you'll come away with some tool that you will use, some technique that you will master, some image that you will exhibit or publish or sell. The really valuable parts are the thoroughly unexpected ones. And most of those are a function of the teacher who is leading the workshop. Essentially, I'm suggesting this. If you're thinking about doing a workshop in 2017, don't make your selection based on the technique that you think you'll learn or the destination to which you think you'll travel. Make the workshop decision based on who the teacher is and what their reputation is as a teacher. And then just go like a sponge, ready to absorb everything and anything you can from the teacher, from the students, from the location, from the techniques, from the images you will see, from the contacts you will make. And ultimately, you'll know that you chose the right workshop when it's still influencing your photography 10, 15, 20, 40 years from now, when essentially what you learned was not some technique appropriate to your current camera or your current technology, but rather lessons about your art life that will be valuable for your entire art life. So that's what I had to say back then in a podcast posted in 2017, and I still stand by everything I said then some 8 years ago. I still believe strongly in the value of workshops. I still think they're a great way to leap ahead in your creative endeavors. So maybe I'll see some of you October 2 through 5 in Durango, Colorado at the Horizon Photography Conference I'm so looking forward to. If not there, perhaps another opportunity at some point in the future. By the way, you can see a full list of the presenters and learn more about the content and what's going to be presented, all about the conference, at www.horizonsphoto.com. Again, www.horizonsphoto.com. So that's it for this week. I'll be back next week with a new podcast about my travels this fall on the way to Durango.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.